What's going on, everybody? You know who it is. It's the Cannabis Guy coming at you with another motherfucking smoking session. So get your backwoods ready. Get your joints rolled up. Get your vapes hot. Throw some of that bomb. Come medicate with your boy. So as all my guys and goddesses know, getting ready to gear up for another motherfucking faulty-ass, dumb-ass election coming up in a week. So, for that, that's why I'm, you know what I'm saying, that's why the guy's back on the air. I see a lot of my guys and goddesses is out here asleep. Y'all allowing the wolves to infiltrate the sheep. And I remember, I used to use the term sheeple loosely, and I used to use it as a derogatory term, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking shit. But now I kind of look back and be like, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with being a sheep. You know what I'm saying? Sheeps are peaceful. Sheeps are, quote unquote, a community, like family oriented, you know what I'm saying? They stick together. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Where the issue is when you got a motherfucking shepherd. Because if the sheep is by themselves, you know what I'm saying, the sheep will do what they're supposed to do. They don't need nobody to tell them to eat, and, you know what I'm saying, herd and do all that other shit that the sheeps do. But when they got a shepherd, you know what I'm saying, now they're being controlled. And that's where we got issues at. And with that shepherd, we allow, you know what I'm saying, wolves to come through and put on sheep's clothing. And them wolves is dangerous. Because, of course, like I said, they're coming through with sheep's clothing. So you're assuming they're just like you. They're part of the community. But that's not true. It's not true at all. Those wolves that are in sheep's clothing that I'm referring to are the ones that sucked you in early. You know what I'm saying? Had you believing and knowing and teaching you about the system, the voting system, the presidents and all that shit, how they all related, and just all the shit that we know, you know what I'm saying, that we came to know over our time of elevating. But now you got these same quote unquote conscious leaders or conscious channels and shit, and they're advocating for you to vote. And that's weird. Like, why would that be? You know what I'm saying? You were one of the main ones to know the situation. So I had to get up and grab my ashtray. But you knew the situation. You knew what time it was. You already knew that the system was fucked up and flawed. And you know what I'm saying? And it was already set to go against you. Now all of a sudden, you're telling people to vote. And I don't give a fuck which candidate you're necessarily telling people to vote for. Because they all, you know what I'm saying, two wings, one bird, you know what I'm saying? You get the analogy. But it's like people that follow these people, they just following blindly. Like, you're supposed to be woke. Why are you following these people? Are you following them because they got some clout? You know what I'm saying? Are you following them because they message, like, what? Like, if their messages switched up from what it was originally, and I don't mean that as far as, like, because everybody evolves, you know what I'm saying? Like, you learn shit, but if their message switch up to go back to into the Matrix, then that nigga's an op. You know what I'm saying? That's just flat out. That nigga was never for us or never for you, never for the people. And I ain't afraid to mention no names, you know what I'm saying? One of them was Young Pharaoh. Like, he got one of my cousins out here. My cousin trying to wake up, you know what I'm saying? He know a little shit. He's so confused, though, following this retarded ass nigga out here, Young Pharaoh, talking about Trump 2020, or, you know what I'm saying, the Republicans is better than the Democrats. It's like, nigga, neither one of them is better. How do you want to die? You want to be poisoned? You want to be shot? You know what I'm saying? You want quick death? You want long death? You know what I'm saying? Death is imminent. But how do you want it? That's basically how they telling you, like, shit, we gonna give you death. Just how you want this motherfucker. And like, you know me. You know, I listen to, you know, other channels and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Pick up knowledge. Or even if it's not picking up knowledge, gain another person's thought process. And within that thought process, see where they coming from, seeing this shit if match up or whatnot. But you know what I'm saying? One of them is Bro Sanchez, man. He be kicking them jewels, and I don't know why y'all don't listen to him. Y'all won't go follow his channel. Y'all go follow Young Pharaoh. And Young Pharaoh's leading you down the wrong hole. Now, do I believe, you know, agree with everything Bro Sanchez says? Not every time. A lot of his shit I agree with, though, because he do thorough research, and he prides himself on that shit. You got to do the research, and that man definitely does his job. But, one of the things he's talking about right now, which, you know what I'm saying, I'm seeing, like, he's not a Bible thumper. He don't believe in, you know, he's not a Christian, none of that shit. But he uses the Bible like I use the Bible to reference, because most of the people that we talking to were either Christians or whatnot. And so, because here in America, that's like the number one religion is Christianity or Catholicism, or however you want to say it. It's all the same. They use the same book. So that's why we use, you know what I'm saying, reference that. But we're saying that to say, like, he's bringing up how all these people are loving Trump, and this is supposed to be the quote-unquote end times. And if that's the case, and you Christians supposed to be in your Bible, like, how ain't y'all seeing this? I know a lot of black Christians like, oh, I ain't voting for Trump, but you got some that are. And the majority of the people nowadays that are voting for Trump, like, you know, believing in politics and all this shit, or the younger, you know what I'm saying, or the working class, or people, you know what I'm saying, people that were like the older blacks, you know what I'm saying, like older black strong Christian faith people and all that, or whatever, however you want to say it, like, they're not voting for Trump. They can't stand Trump, you know what I'm saying. They lived in the civil rights movements and all that shit, and you know, when he says things, they just can't stand him, because they're looking at him like the complete racist. They don't look at Biden as a racist just because they've been brainwashed to vote Democrat. No matter what Biden has or hasn't done for black people, they don't give two fucks. They just know, I'm black, I'm poor, I need to vote Democrat. He's rich, he's white, he's racist, I'm not voting for him. That's how older black people think. But what they're not realizing is, and it's sad to say, but like, your time is quote unquote coming to an end, so nobody really cares what you're saying. And I know that's harsh, but it is a reality. There's gonna come a time when I'm older, my generation is quote unquote coming to pass, and the younger generation's not going to give a fuck, because what you're saying is irrelevant. You're not gonna be here for that future. You're not gonna be around, so you're stuck in these old ass antiquated ways, and we're moving forward, and it's designed for that. Back in the day, you would listen to the older person, you would take counsel, you know what I'm saying, gain wisdom. The thing is, our older people, which probably for the longest, I don't want to put a time frame, but since we've been in this spell, you know what I'm saying, been indoctrinated, you know, it's harder to gain a lot of knowledge from them because they're stuck in their old ass ways, and their old ass ways are indoctrination. So then you're probably like, well, God, what you talking about? Because then what about the ancestors before you? Well, you got to remember, that's what I always used to tell you when it came to war. See, they kill off the old and the soldiers and whatnot. They leave the children and they indoctrinate the children. Why do you indoctrinate the children? Because they don't know any better, and all they're going to know is what you tell them. So that's how it happens, and that's what I mean by we stop listening and getting counsel from older people of wisdom. I believe my generation, the thing we call Generation X or Millennials or whatever the fuck I'm considered as these days, I don't know, but We were the generation that, you know what I'm saying, start questioning shit. Now, I'm hearing, you know, heard some shit where it's like there was a quote unquote, if you want to say, spell or whatever. You know, I know y'all, a lot of y'all ain't into that type of shit, so y'all know what I mean by that. But, you know, the ones who who tapped into the universe, they understand a lot of that shit is real. There's spells and shit that was cast on us. I mean, y'all cast ballots, right? But this generation is starting to wear off. The time frame we coming into, we question a lot of shit. And then you got some people that don't question shit. You know what I'm saying? They just go with the status quo. And that's cool. Those are the, you know, those are the sheep that just don't want to ever be free. They're good with going left or right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with those people. They're just more scared. I would be considered that black sheep. I'm that motherfucker that was like, hey, yeah, this pen is open. Like, we can, you know, we can leave anytime we want. And I get to leaving. You know, I go out and I go to, you know, wandering off on my own and shit. I'm getting ready to encounter a pack of wolves that's telling me, hey, if you don't turn your motherfucking ass back, we're going to eat your ass. Now, a lot of times, what do I do? I go back to try to gain, get some more of my sheep. Like, come on, yeah, come on, let's lead this motherfucker. It's wolves, but the more of us, you know what I'm saying, that stop participating in this dumbass pen that's going around in a circle, you know what I'm saying? If we just all leave this goddamn pen together and that pack of wolves, yeah, it's going to be some of us that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, that's going to die. I might be one of them, but we're going to be free. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to continue to stay in the pen. But niggas are scared of them wolves. Niggas scared of wolves. Man. But I'm gonna be dropping some, you know what I'm saying, a couple more shows, or at least I know another show will probably on election day, you know what I'm saying, just to gain a reaction. I'm gonna go on Facebook and read comments and shit and talk about that shit. Because to me, it the way that I see it, I do see an end, but not the end like everybody think of an end, like the Bible's like, you know, the world is ending in fire and all that. Like, no, niggas, they're playing on you with words, with shit. Like, you gotta understand that. But what we're seeing is actually happening. They talk about the trumpets and shit like that, and Trump's last name, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of shit match up. And again, it ain't like it's called prophecy, it's called predictive programming. It's crazy shit going on. And I felt like if you didn't catch the wave, you got left behind, your ass about to drown. You know, they got them vaccines they want to drop. You know what I'm saying? That vaccine, we've been talking about the mark of the beast forever. And I believe the mark of the beast just changes. You know what I'm saying? It's changed from time to time. It ain't always just been like, quote unquote, one mark of the beast. But this would be one that puts more, gives them more control, so to speak. You would give them more of your freedom. Right now, that mark of the beast is money, literally money, you know what I'm saying? And our cell phones. That would be considered the mark of the beast right now, because we ain't doing it. We can't live without that motherfucker. We can't do everything with it. We can move into, you know, listen to another show I did before, talking about 5G and how the waves and stuff gotta pass through you, and how people got more sick when we introduced higher frequencies of radio waves or TV waves, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? And all that shit's coming to pass right now. So when you gotta be able to move into that system, like I said, my generation is gonna be old. We gonna be talking about, man, I ain't doing that shit. I don't want to be robotic and all that. And the younger niggas is looking at you like, you're stupid. You don't want to be a computer. Like, you could just do, you know. And I'm looking at them like, fuck no, I don't want to be a computer. I'm losing myself. I'm losing free will. And they're like, no, this is perfect. I know everything and can do everything, and I don't get sick anymore, and I don't die. But the older person, which would be me at that point, would be like, nah, I want to die. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired. This world ain't for me. That's what voting is. That's what voting's doing. It's bringing you into these systems, and you're accepting these systems. And then the older generation is looked at as dumb, or doesn't know what they're talking about, or outdated. Now, what I'm proposing is to say, fuck the system, fuck voting, and stop. Quit doing this shit. It doesn't make any sense to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And what they keep telling you is, we didn't get enough people to vote. That's what you always keep hearing. We didn't get it. How is it that you didn't? Y'all not making sense. How is it not enough people that voted? Explain to me. So the people who wanted Trump to win, are they saying we didn't get enough people to vote? And the people that still want Trump to win, are they saying we didn't get enough people to vote? Or is it only the people that voted for Hillary Clinton? And then it was, we didn't get enough people to vote. Well, what if the people that decide they want to vote are still voting for Trump? So it's not about getting more people to vote. It's getting people to vote for what you want and what they telling you to do. How don't y'all see that? It makes no sense. We didn't get enough people to vote. Now, look at it. It's fucking millions of people that are voting. It's important. How the fuck is that important and people ain't doing it? And I ain't hearing y'all niggas talking about drink water, go to sleep, breathe air. That's important. You know why? Because I don't know. I know it's important, motherfucker, so I ain't gotta be told to do it. You niggas ain't left mama and daddy. You niggas think you need somebody to tell you what to do no matter what. Yes. That's where the sheeple shit comes in. It ain't nothing wrong with being a sheep, but it's now you got a shepherd. Fuck that. You don't need a shepherd. Nigga, if it's 100, nigga, it's a million goddamn sheep. And it's 10 goddamn wolves. We gonna fucking run these motherfucking wolves over. Now again, it's gonna be some motherfucking sheep that die. That next pack that come up, they ain't gonna fuck with us, cause they gonna be like, they strong in numbers. And on my last show I did with G-Don, appreciate you G-Don for coming out, doing the show with your boy. We gotta jump on another. We might do something on November 3rd. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to set something up. We'll just pay attention to what the numbers and all that shit doing, and kind of do like a live thing like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no call in, but you know, like I said on the last show with D-Don, man, Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott only worked because people stopped doing something. They didn't keep participating in something that wasn't for them. What happened? Right, exactly. Now, do I personally believe that it happened all the way like that? No, I'm not dumb. Niggas chess, they already knew. What I'm saying is by stop participating in something is where change happens. Like, think about it. Let's just say McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, said they ain't serving no black people. And all black people's like, oh, fuck that. We ain't eating McDonald's no more. What the fuck you think gonna happen to McDonald's? Especially the McDonald's is in the hood. Those will be gone. So now what? That hurts their pockets. Because that hurts their pockets, now they're feeling it. Now what do? They have to make compromise. Now, do I want to compromise with this system and all that? Fuck no. Because I want people to realize, like, you don't need somebody telling you what to do, how to live. The average individual, the average guy and goddess just wants peace for them. They want heaven on earth. That's how you get heaven, is by actions, what we're doing. But we're in hell because we're allowing hell to happen, and people are participating in hell and thinking that they're going to get heaven. We've been played on so many levels that you don't see it. I brought up, I think I brought up in that show, about the first, you know what I'm saying, why it's red and it's blue. You got your devil and you got your God and Democrat and Republic. All that shit to play. It's all a play. But I ain't gonna take up no more of y'all time, my gods, my goddesses. I appreciate y'all for joining in. You know what I'm saying? Or tuning in, excuse me. I didn't join. I would like some of y'all to join in. Especially, you know what I'm saying? And the people that do vote, this is who I wanted to be listening to this shit. The people that do vote. So, before we go, you've been voting, let's say you're my age. So, you've been voting for at least 20 years. What's changed? Alright, my gods. Alright, my gods. It's appreciate y'all. I'm the Cannabis God. Tune in. Hit me up at Instagram, DAKANIBUSGOD. You know what I'm saying? Definitely hit me up there or send me some questions to the Gmail. It's DAKANIBUSGOD@gmail.com. Like I said, I'll be back next week. Definitely. It's election week. Gonna go hard on these politicians. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all.